There's a sense of urgency for the Angels. They have the best player in baseball, the eventual MVP, a Hall of Fame manager, and they can't contend. We're bringing on Steve Granato of Locked On Angels to talk about the sense of urgency that we're having in Anaheim. This is Locked On MLB.
You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. Thanks for making Locked On MLB your first listens. We're available for free on all the podcasting platforms. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. As you can see right there, if you're watching us on YouTube, you can call me Sully. This episode is being recorded and dropped on the 10th day. Late! We're doing it late! On the 10th day of November, 2021. And as I mentioned before, Steve Granato, the brand new host of Locked On Angels, is here to talk about the Angels. And let's face it, there's a sense of urgency for the team with some of the most exciting players in baseball to, stop playing golf in October. Well, it's November and everyone's going to be playing golf, I guess, in baseball, those in the warm weather places. And guess what? They can listen to this podcast on all the platforms here on YouTube, and they can follow me on Twitter at Sully Baseball, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram, or follow the show at Locked On MLB Pods. Okay, enough formalities, enough of all this yapping. I'm very excited that we have the brand new host of Locked On Angels to join us and talk about, let's face it, a team that should be one of the most popular and successful teams in the game. They've been on the outside looking in a little bit too much. And as I mentioned on last week's podcast, a show I did last week, by the way, I apologize. I've been gone for a couple of days. I'm a little late. I didn't have a podcast on Tuesday. So we'll catch up. If you're listening to the show, there'll be one on Saturday. But as I mentioned last week, a team with an A on their hat did win the World Series this year. And they may give the Angels a few lessons of, how to rebuild on the fly. But enough of me. Let's bring in someone who, like me, is involved. You're a graduate of Cal State Fullerton. I will very soon be a graduate of Cal State Fullerton. You are, I guess you're older than me, so you graduated before that. I'm only 49. I look up to you for your wisdom. It's Steve Granato. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Sully? I watched that episode, man. I heard you bagging on my Halos.
Wait a second. Let's defuse a bomb right now. Let's clip that wire. I wasn't bagging Angels.
I'm teasing.
I was offering constructive criticism. You, as an Angel fan, cannot be happy about the fact that, every team but the Angels have been winning recently. And even the freaking Mariners won 90 games last year. And in the truncated season of 2020, the Everest that they had to climb was 500 to make the postseason. And they just turned to that Sherpa and said, we're not going to make that. So you can't be happy as an Angels fan about what's going on here.
I love losing. What are you talking about? Dude, it has been so rough, man. It is. As you mentioned, I'm the new host of Locked On Angels, but I have been following this team since I was a kid.
Right.
Grew up with the Tim Salmons, the Benji Molinas, and a very good era of Angels baseball. So to be the fan of this team since the 90s, and to be watching this team religiously since the 2000s, it's a tough era of Angels baseball.
Well, I mean, think about this for a second. I don't have to tell you this, but the Angels had a remarkable 2000s. I mean, they won the World Series in 2002, where they beat a Yankee team which nobody on the planet Earth thought they were even going to contend. They thought they were going to pull what the Texas Rangers used to do, which is just get swept and forgotten about. And they beat they were pretty grateful that the Twins eliminated the A's that year. But the Twins were a tough squad. And then they beat my dad's Giants and Barry Bonds and that squad. And then after that, granted, they crashed against the Red Sox one too many times along the way, but they won the division in 2004, 2005, 2007. They had a terrific team in 2008 and in 2009. So even though they didn't get back to the World Series, they made it back to the ALCS a couple of times. They had a great run where Socha was a terrific manager. They had a cast of characters. And if you were an Angel fan during that period of time, there were some great, great memories and some terrific homegrown talent on that team.
Incredible teams. And to even further that point, dude, 2005 and 2009 easily could have been the years. I thought 2009 was the Angels' year. That was the year Nick Adenhart died. And that team was super rallied around each other. 2005, some guy named AJ Pierzynski. You know, and Doug Eddings ruined Angels history in 2005, easily could have gotten to the World Series and won the World Series that year. So I do feel robbed still. I feel like the Angels could have been a, you know, Giants-esque dynasty in the 2000s, but we were robbed of it at least twice.
That's a great comparison. And I just heard my dad rumbling from above that I was comparing to the Giants. But I'll tell you the team that I really thought in 2008, when they went 162, and that's when they borrowed Mark Teixeira for an hour and a half. Their outfield was Garrett Anderson, Torrey Hunter, and Vladimir Guerrero. And they had Irvin Santana on that squad. They still had John Weaver. They still had John Lackey. It was the year that Francisco Rodriguez saved 62 games. And that was a year where they, you know, again, I shouldn't mention the fact that I'm born and raised a Red Sox fan, but that 2008 Red Sox team with the Jed Lowry single beat that Angel team. The Angels were better than the Red Sox that year, but it was one of those things like the Rays were better than the Red Sox this year. It just so happened that the division series went against them. I really think that if that Angels team beat Boston, I think they would have defeated the Rays. And I think they would have defeated the Phillies. I think that team could have won the World Series. And then 2009 was great, too, and they got to Game 6 of the LCS. But that 2008 team, I think, is the forgotten squad.
Yeah, I mean, deep recesses of my mind, dude. You don't need to go deep into there of trying to shove down Red Sox memories. I talk about that on Locked On Angels because, you know, it's easy to hate the Yankees. But, I mean, Angels Red Sox is not a rivalry. I mean, right now it's not, but it's not a rivalry that no one ever talks about. I mean, 86, the worst game in Angels history. Mm-hmm. It is the like one of the worst thing that has ever happened in this franchise's history. I mean, maybe rightfully so, swept under the rug, but 86, you got the 2000s. I mean the Papelbons and then the whole Lackey saga. Like there is a lot Angels Red Sox as opposed to Angels Yankees.
By the way, people remember the 86 postseason because it was written about to death. I appeared on HBO in The Curse of the Bambino talking about that. And what people like, things get compressed when you talk about great ball games of the past. And I've talked about that this affected Bill Buckner, that people said the Red Sox were one swing away from winning the World Series, then Buckner made that error. Well, that's factually not true. The game was tied when Buckner made the error. And it just was a shorthand that image of them, the ball going through his legs, became the lazy sort of shorthand of the Red Sox blowing that game. The Game 5 of the 1986 World American League Championship Series is one of the greatest games of all time. I'm sorry if my memories of it are a little more joyous than yours, but Henderson hit that home run off of Donnie Moore. What people forget about is the fact that the Angels rallied in the bottom of the ninth and tied the game and had the winning run. The run that would have won the pennant was at third base with one out, and the Red Sox bullpen was decimated. They brought out Steve Crawford, whose ERA had an area code on it, and he got two quick outs to get out of that inning. There's another moment that no one remembers about in that game. It was probably before you were born. There was a moment where Gary Pettis, who was a sort of a soft bat, great glove center fielder that the Angels had, found his bat. It's kind of like when Jackie Bradley Jr. all of a sudden became a power hitter against the Astros. Suddenly, Gary Pettis became a great player, and he hit a deep fly ball to left field that pinned Jim Rice to the back of the wall. This was in the 10th of the 11th inning. If that ball was a foot and a half higher, it would have cleared the wall. The Angels would have gone to the World Series. That would have been the Gary Pettis game, and Dave Henderson's home run would have been like the Rajay Davis home run in the game where the Indians lost, where it was a dramatic home run, a great moment, but the team went on to lose. And I've said this before, this may sound mean, Gene Mauch was the manager of that Angels team and the 82 Angels team, which was basically an all-star team that lost the ALCS to the Brewers. And I've said this about Gene Mauch, he could make any great team good. And that's
took exactly me a second there. Yeah, man, there's dark history, man. There's some dark history. I mean, what happened after that 86 too? I mean, it off the field, just absolute nightmare, nightmare.
And but you know, there's the Ortiz home run. There was the Jed Lowry single. There's a lot of the Ramirez standing at home plate.
Yeah, thank you. Then, okay, we can stop there. Thanks.
But then the last time they met each other, they rallied against Papelbon, and Vladdy Guerrero got that base hit. And I think it was – who was it? Was it Morales? Who got the who had the big series
Kendrys
against?
Morales?
Yeah, I think it was Kendrys Morales.
Back when everyone was calling him Kendry Morales.
Yeah, I know.
Then Kendrys Morales.
And then he learned how to celebrate after a home run.
I was there. Nightmare.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I live here in Anaheim, down the street. I was right there. I was section 209.
Wow.
Well, yeah, awful. Awful day.
You know what? I got to say this. I think Angel Stadium sometimes gets a bad rap. I enjoy going to games there. I know they have the Thunder Mountain Railroad thing in center field. I know it isn't quite as filled with the same lore as, say, Dodger Stadium, or as scenic as, say, the Oracle Park or Petco. But it's a good, solid place, well designed to watch a ball game there. I've never had a bad experience in Anaheim. I went to a game this year.
You know what's best about it? The best thing about it? Parking.
Yes. Well, it's
$10.
Yeah.
For Artie Moreno, $10 for parking?
Yeah.
Hello?
See, there we go. This is, by the way, you know we live in California because we want to talk about the parking.
Yeah. Okay. Right away. 13 minutes in. Hey, parking?
Well, and the other thing is it's a pretty flat, you park there and it's a pretty flat walk. You know, unlike, if you go to Dodger Stadium and nightmare. You know, it's like, oh my God, you need you need all sorts of provisions. You need all sorts of energy bars there. Like, what am I going to do? I'm going to be walking over these cliffs to try to get
there. I sat in traffic for an hour. I missed four innings, Angels Dodgers this year. I was sitting outside the ballpark. I missed four innings.
Yeah, and you're doing that. And you're like, oh my God! I mean, you're starting to, your blood sugar's going down. You're like, am I gonna faint? Do I need some energy? You know what I would do? I'd grab a Built Bar. That's when you grab a Built Bar. Okay, it is fantastic. It is the best tasting protein bar out there, and they are not just healthy, and they are delicious. My personal favorite. I don't know if you're brand new to this. I've been shoving Built Bars in my face for a couple of years now. Thank you, Built Bar. They've got your orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate, mint brownie. My personal favorite is the raspberry. I love the raspberry. Low calorie, low carb, low fat, high protein, covered 100% real chocolate. It's a great option when you're hungry. And yeah, we got Thanksgiving coming around. Maybe that'd be your new Thanksgiving tradition. You got your stuffing, you got your cranberry sauce, and your Built Bars. It's fantastic. There's going to be new surprises all months. Limited type flavors are arriving at Built.com regularly, so go check them out. And there's nothing like a Built Bar Black Friday. Mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. Here's what you got to do. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. You get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. That song is BuiltBar.com. Okay, we're here with Steve Granato. of Locked On Angels. And we were talking about the Angels' tortured past. Let's talk about their tortured present.
Thanks.
We've covered, this is a therapy session for you.
Apparently, like the worst way.
Yeah. Well, look it. I mean, I can't claim to be an Angels fan, but I really, really want to see the Angels in the playoffs. I know that sounds contradictory, but I think baseball, now, yes, Trout was out for like, 80% of the season this year with his injury. He was on pace to having his best season ever about a month and a half into it, and they lost him. But they still have the MVP in the league in Shohei Ohtani, we assume. And you have potentially two generational talents and some other really good bats in the lineup and one of the most celebrated managers in all of baseball. And they don't even contend. And what I said last week, I wasn't bagging on them. The Braves were able to be a team with a losing record, losing their generational talent, and be able to Rubik's Cube together a World Series winner, at least a division winner that went on to win the World Series. Why the heck can't the Angels do that?
I mean, do you want the PC-friendly answer or do you want the real answer?
Well, let's not make this be an explicit podcast, but...
Well, sure. The problem's Artie Moreno. Mm-hmm. It just is. And it's not like it's not documented at this point. Look at how many general managers the Angels have gone through. Mm-hmm. Look at the lack of focus. Look at, I mean, just Google Artie Moreno Angels and you can find like six different LA Times articles, a couple OC Register articles about the turmoil inside and how general managers and scouting departments and front offices that have been shuffled through Anaheim have been unable to do their jobs. He has for years, and again, I'm not saying anything that isn't possible to find online, is too involved. He's just too involved. He wanted Albert. He wanted Hamilton. He wanted Wilson. He wanted Vernon Wells. He, you know, like these moves that potentially made him look good. I don't know. I'm not going to go into his mind, but it just doesn't compute to on-field success. And that has just been problem time and time again. Angels fans who are watching, everyone knows the magic word pitching, right? That's what we've been screaming for half of our lives here. And it just keeps happening and happening. And it feels like, you know, I feel like Bill Murray and Groundhog Day, you know, that's just what it feels like. It's just, here we go again. And, you know, here come all the articles. Here's your John Heymans and everyone going, hey, Angels are interested in shopping for pitching this offseason. I go, oh, didn't you write that last year? And in 2016 and 2015, like it's just over and over and
they
over
just, again. They just white out the year and just write
copy paste. Yeah. Copy paste.
Apple C, Apple V. Here's my new title. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And of course, the ironic thing is he spent all this money trying to get these splashy moves to create a marquee star. When the farm system produced who should be the biggest marquee star in the game. And I remember when he was signing Pujols and Wilson and Hamilton, like it was like one right after another, if I remember correctly. And I remember in my old podcast, Sully Baseball, I remember saying Artie Moreno will stop at nothing to win the 2011 World Series. Because all the players he got were stars from the 2011 World Series. Problem is he was signed for 2012, 2013, and beyond. And save for 2014, where they were partially helped by the A's collapse down the stretch more than anything else, although they were a good team that year. I don't want to take that year away from them. But the A's were the best team in baseball at the All-Star break, and then they had a mediocre second half. And the Angels
and that wild card game.
Yeah, and then the wild card game where they were twice – three outs away from winning that. That's just, and I'm not going to go into the fact that the Angels lost two extra inning games in that division series against Kansas City. I think the Angels would have absolutely annihilated Oakland if Oakland had won that. And
Trout had one hit. And remember, Josh Hamilton was coming off injury and didn't even have any rehab before that ALDS. Trout's only hit came in game three with a solo shot. That was it.
Yeah. That was, you know, a timed hit or there, the Angels are in the ALCS against Baltimore. But, you know, the A's retooled after 2014, and they're about to retool again, but they've made several trips to the playoffs. The Braves were a good team, and then they disbanded, and then they were terrible, and now they're the World Series champs. The Red Sox finished in last place twice and won a World Series since. I mean, like, all these other teams are able to rebuild. All these other teams are able to retool. And I'm pointing this out because they've been handed a player from Mount Olympus, forged from the gods, placed on their team, and he's willing to sign long-term, which he did. And all they have to do is put mediocrity around him, and they could potentially win several divisions, especially when you consider the fact that the Astros are probably going to have to do a rebuild pretty soon. And the A's are doing a rebuild, and the Rangers are a mess. And yes, there's talent in Seattle, but this is a division that should be conquerable.
It could be. It totally could be. And, you know, obviously, if Carlos Correa does not return to Houston, it gets a little bit easier. Not a ton easier, but it gets a little bit easier. The Angels have a hole at short. They might need some help behind the plate. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the construction of the roster, which we have broken down, there's a quick plug for Locked On Angels. But if you look at the construction of the roster, the thing that they lack is depth, and they lack pitching. Because, you, like you said, surrounded by mediocrity, you don't need a star-studded shortstop. You don't need Trevor Story or Carlos Correa. You'll take them if you can do it, sure. But you don't need it. So if they get, you know, a league replacement level shortstop that isn't going to make a ton of errors, you know, decent glove, maybe a plus glove, and you'll be on your way, or even just move Fletcher to short and you'll get a second baseman. Now you're already talking, but the problem is, like with Atlanta, like with Los Angeles this year, the Dodgers, you get an injury or two or three or four or five. Now what? Right. And that's where the Angels have lacked for years and years and years. They had the guys. I mean, look at April. We saw it working. We mm-hmm. really saw it working. Trout was, like you said, forged from the gods, especially before he got hurt. Ridiculous right. numbers. Ridiculous numbers. And then Shohei doing what he's doing. Even if Rendon isn't, you know, 2019 Anthony Rendon, if he's, again, league average or batting 268 or something, it's still a competitive, winnable team. So it doesn't take much. It's just the depth is just so lacking.
I think one of the lessons that we can learn from Atlanta, well, there's a couple of things. I mean, you made the point about Artie Moreno, and I think the moment that I realized there's something to that, yes, there's been a revolving door of general managers and a revolving door of philosophies. It almost seems less of, like, you know, we've got a system, like, you know, the Red Sox have changed their general manager so much, but there seems to be a steady, this is what we want to do with the team, and it works. They have some very high low, very high peaks, and then they have a few low valleys, but they build during that, and we start to see that ebb and flow. The Angels have seemed a little bit like whack-a-mole, like we're going to try this, and it seems like each year there's a new strategy. But when Gerrit Cole was a free agent after the 2019 World Series, and everything on the planet Earth looked like he was going to go to the Angels. He's from Southern California. The Angels can print money.
He's from, like, down the street, dude.
Yeah, he's from,
like, he went to Orange lot. Lutheran. He's Orange Lutheran is where Garrett Anderson's son played baseball.
Yeah, and so, I mean, and everything was there, that they had the money. I mean, the Angels are flushed with money. This is not a small market team. They have a huge, like, media deal, television, and all this deal that they have. They have, you know, cable money and everything. And Artie Moreno,
Artie's worth like $3.9 billion.
Yeah, yeah. They have all the money in the world to spend. They have the star power in Trout. They have the star power in the manager in Madden, and he clearly wanted out of Houston at that point. All the stars were aligned, and he goes to the Yankees. And I remember, you know, and it was like, well, the Yankees threw all that money. The Angels can throw money too. But that was the moment that I realized, I wonder if there is something to all this, people looking at this organization saying, that's not where I want to be. I don't want to join that, you know, that, you know, sort of strange run organization. And it makes it a miracle that Trout, you know, wound up signing long term. But I think part of that is he doesn't want to go get a ring somewhere else. He wants to be the greatest player in this franchise history and deliver here. And it is wonderfully sweet when you do. Just ask Freddie Freeman. I'm sure he loved that he got his ring with the Braves and not with, you know, not with the Dodgers or something. But yeah, it appears that has to be at least part of the reason.
Yeah, why. I mean, they can't. And even when they are searching for new GMs, which seems like every other year you're searching for a new GM, it seems like it might be kind of hard to convince people. Think about it, dude. You don't live very far away. We're right here in SoCal, and I don't want to be the annoying Californian that says the weather, but dude, the weather, the beach is 15 minutes away. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani is here. I mean,
You don't have the pressure of being the big star. You don't have to be the pressure of the big star. You already have the big star already lined up there.
Yeah. Like, how could you not want to take a job here? Right. Like if you're a GM or a scouting director or whatever the case may be, whatever the new turnover is, there's something wrong. All signs point to what?
Yeah. Well, and look at, you know, all these tremendous players, and it's sadly, if you're going to put your money on a bet, you would have the Angels not making the postseason if you're going to put some money down. And if you are going to be putting any money down, go to BetOnline. It's your number one spot for all your basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, the baseball postseason, the upcoming season with the Angels, the National Hockey League, boxing, UFC, write down your favorite Las Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. They don't tell you that you have to sing the ad.
Apparently, I've been missing out on that.
No, you have to. It's in G.
You got to scroll down a little further.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to tell you the lesson that I think can be learned from Atlanta, and you kind of hinted at that a little bit when we were talking about some of the issues with the Angels. Obviously, their depth, but also the fact that they don't need a superstar. They have two. One thing that happened with the Braves, and yes, they made a flurry of deals and most of them worked out, and you can't do any better than flipping Pablo Sandoval's expiring contract for a National League Championship Series MVP like Rosario. But the thing that they did down the stretch, and again, I'm bringing this up specifically for the Angels because, like the Angels, they had a losing record around the All-Star break and they lost their MVP. And yet they were able to dust themselves off and get back into it and eventually have a parade. And what the Braves did is they didn't try to replace, Ronald Acuna Jr. They just made sure a major leaguer was there. They just made sure there's a legit major leaguer, whether it was Soler, whether it was Rosario, whether it was Peters, whomever it was that they were putting in, plugging in. You know, some of the names they put in the pitching staff weren't exactly Glavin, Maddox, and Smoltz, but it's not a minor leaguer. It's not someone who's about to be DFA'd. It's an actual major leaguer at each point. And so at least you're saying, okay, this is not a deficiency. It may be, you know, not great, but it's also not bringing us down. And as we see what happened is sometimes those pretty good players can go on a roll. And Soler, who's a talented player, was having a down year with Kansas City, suddenly hit the sweet spot. And it almost is like they should be looking around saying, like, who are good players who are having down years? Because the law of averages say that maybe a change of scenery and you're not asking them to give you three great years, you're asking them to give us two decent months. I just can't believe that the Angels, yes, it would be great if they can acquire an ace starter and a great bullpen and everything like that. But at least cut and paste. Teams are always trying to dump players towards, you know, so they're going to non-tender. Cut and paste and put something together and give them that depth, because the Braves' depth was what shot them past Philadelphia and New York, and ultimately, a depleted Dodger team and a banged up Astros team. And next thing you know, they're having a parade.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you bring up the Yankees there too. I think there should be something noted there, Sully, is Angels Yankees at the All-Star break, almost identical. I mean, run differential was almost identical. Right. And yes, the Yankees fizzled out for probably more reasons than we can get into here today. But
they did. They did make the wild card game. They did make.
They went out. They went for it.
Yeah.
They went for it. And that's why I was screaming my head off going, we could have done the same thing. We could have gone and gotten extra bats, and we could have got some pitchers, and Scherzer's getting sailed off to north on the five. And like, it's possible. So it was super frustrating at the deadline going, yeah, we don't have Trout. Maybe not the year. Houston's still looking good. At that point, Oakland's looking good. And you're just going, this
Seattle
might be a little
tough. Winning 90 games. Seattle contended until the final day of the season.
Yeah. And I mean, the Angels finished sub .500, and I don't want to be like, well, at least they were close to .500. But even as banged up, and I mean, you had Kurt Suzuki batting cleanup, man. Yeah. Yeah, Kurt Suzuki batting cleanup in September.
Yeah, that's not good.
Without that, Angels are at least over .500. At least. So there's talent there, and there's something there. So, like, I mean, I talk about this on Thursdays, Locked On Angels, and Friday's Locked On Angels, but just like the window is closing. You want that window open for as long as humanly possible, because look at the Dodgers, look at the Astros. They've gotten there, and have only been able to pull it out once.
Right, right.
So it's a miracle to get
there. The Nationals had all the great talent on their team, and they were, year in and year out contending, and they did pull it off. They didn't pull it off with Harper. I kind of feel badly for Harper, but like Zimmerman and Strasburg and a lot of those people who had been there for the long haul, Rendon, they were able to win it.
To be fair, Bryce Harper did say he was going to bring a championship back to DC when he got to Philly.
He did. Well, there you go. But, one of my favorite players of all time was, and I watched him from the minor leagues all the way through his Hall of Fame, was Griffey. And I don't want to see another talent like Griffey go through their whole career without one World Series. And then that's what the possibility is there with Trout. And I'm going to throw one thing out there. I'm talking about an upcoming episode of Locked On MLB about some of the free agents and where I think they could land. I'm going to throw this out there. And not that I think this is the answer, but I think that you need to have as many pitchers as possible and roll the dice on some. Do you know who I think they should target? And not that this is the answer, but one of the players they should target is Kershaw. I think bring him.
The Angels have a very long history of getting mid-30s stars. Yep. They have a very long Don Baylor, Rod Carew, Tommy John, Fernando Valenzuela. Mm-hmm. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. So,
I think that they should. I also think they should go after Scherzer. It's dangerous to start piling up the veterans, but they've had years to build up a pitching staff, and why not just roll the dice with some of the.
Well, I've pitched Stroh. I mean, who doesn't want Marcus Stroman? But
right.
Marcus Stroman,
Wade Miley, who had a good year with Cincinnati, just get snapped up by Chicago as if there was nothing happening. Why can't the Angels just start grabbing pitchers and mix and match and see what you got?
Yeah, I mean, what does it hurt if you're at the deadline already going, well, we ain't gonna make it? If you're already writing off the last couple months of the season. Try something. Throw the pasta at the wall. See if it sticks.
Yeah, I mean, we're Mike Trout's not a rookie anymore. He's had a decade.
It's a vet.
And I mean, I still think of him as this young player who's coming up. Everything. He's been there for a decade. Okay, that's long enough.
Just turned 30.
That's more than two presidential terms. Okay, his rookie year was the year of Obama Romney. Okay. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I think the
Apprentice was still on the air. I was a freshman in college.
All right, don't come on. Let's not be cruel.
That was for you. That was just for you.
I was already a father of two, okay? But I was in my 30s when he broke in. Not in my 30s now. So look at, although it's still my hair, it's getting gray, but still, it's still on my head. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, man.
But, I'll tell you what also matters is Steve Granato is here, and he's part of Locked On Angels. And I want to thank you all for making Locked On MLB your first listen. But, let's make your Locked On Angels your second listen. Huh? Get that right in there. And Steve, where can people follow your show?
Yeah, Locked On Angels on YouTube. We just hit 200 subs.
Woohoo!
So I'm about it. And our listenership is growing every day. Our Twitter following is growing every day. That's at Locked On Angels on Twitter. We are top 10 MLB podcast now on the Locked On Network. Let's go, baby. Let's go. We're coming for that ship in 2022.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yeah, if they are not going to do it, I'll do it. I'll make this team legit. Let's go. On YouTube, Locked On Angels.
The Angels. Future GM of the Angels.
I'll yell into my computer. It's a little easier. Locked On Angels on YouTube. Of course, audio podcast platforms everywhere. And coming up on Friday's show, we are doing, you talked about Max Scherzer. We have a series right now called Making the Case, where we're dissecting all the top free agents of 2021, 2022. And we're talking about Max Scherzer. Why to sign him? Why not to sign him? And then come to a fitting conclusion at the end. It's nice, hey, pretty wrapped in a bow.
I've been saying this. I know we're wrapping up here, but I might as well have you on here. I've had the boys from Locked On Astros on the show, and I've said that I basically said the Astros need to sign Correa, and Correa needs to sign with the Astros. I think that there's no place in the world he would be welcomed quite like Houston, and Houston needs him, and he needs Houston. But that being said, if there's any other place he would land, it would be reuniting with Hinch in Detroit. I think Detroit is getting closer. I think Detroit made some very big moves, strides last year. They have a very interesting pitching staff.
Pitching staff, yep.
And nice, I think that you will see that putting a guy in the middle of that lineup, kind of similar to what Pudge Rodriguez came to the Tigers before the 2006 season. After the 2003 World Series, that sort of adding that MVP caliber into the team helped spark that club, and I think that'll help. And I think that'll, and it's also a very winnable division. But right there, look at the Tigers have put together a decent pitching staff in the last couple of years, and
heartbreaking, man.
Come on, Angels. Here's what I want. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. I want the Mike Trout game. When you think about so many great players, even Griffey, who didn't make it to a World Series, had that moment where he rounded third and came home on the Edgar Martinez double. And right there is Martinez. I mean, you think about so many players, like what is the,
their moment?
The Pedro Martinez,
the David Freeze,
David Freeze, the Randy Johnson. I mean, so many people have had that gigantic postseason highlight that sort of, cements their legacy. Jack Morris got into the Hall of Fame basically based, although he did have a fine career, but it was basically based on the 10 inning shutout he threw in Game 7 of the 1991 World Series. We need the Mike Trout game. Baseball needs its biggest player on the biggest stage, and you already know all this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what his high school career was at Millville High, but I got to imagine that was the last time he probably played in like a very legit playoff game. Sadly.
Well, you can find that out on the new podcast, Locked On Millville High. What was
Millville High. Millville, New Jersey. I think Millville. It's Millville High. I forget exactly the name of the high school, but Millville, New Jersey is where he's from.
All right, cool. Hey, I'm not from Millville, New Jersey, but we're both here in Southern California. And while I say I can't call myself an Angels fan, I'm a baseball fan, and I want to see Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout in the postseason. And heck, I want it down there. So I'm taking a class at Fullerton. I'm thinking, hey, the Angels are going to play a playoff game right now. I'm going to check that out. representing the Titans, but still watching the Angels.
It takes a Titan.
It does take a Titan. My fellow Titan, Steve Granato, thanks for joining the show. We just met tonight. This is the first time we've ever met, so this was a lot of fun. And I, you know, you're always welcome on the show. And maybe one of these days we could do a crossover and have some built bars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still waiting for my box. Let's go. Hey, at Built Bar. Great. What? Hey, I've been here for like 6 weeks now. Where's my Built Bars? Let's go.
Get that man some bars. Let me tell you something. they're really good. You know, they're the best tasting protein bar. Oh, wait, I've already read that copy.
Yeah.
Pull it back the curtain here on the 10th day of November 2021 with Steve Granato of Locked On Angels. This has been Locked On MLB. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please, I'm begging you, call me Sully. Listen to Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis from Lee Sterling.